Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. We are now in, my name is Yitzchak and Shalom, we're now studying Masechet Baba Batra. We are in the 8th chapter dealing with Nachalot, and we are now on Daf Kuf Yod Dalad Amud Bet with a very short piece today, taking a look at the end of the discussion of the first Mishnah. And that is Ha'isha et Bena, which is the beginning of the third group mentioned in the Mishnah. As we mentioned when we studied the Mishnah in the beginning of this parak, that the third group is simply the mirror of the second group. In other words, the second group lists those people who are nochel but not manchil, they inherit but don't bequeath. Third group lists the same relations from the other side that they bequeath but don't inherit. So hatu lamali, why does the Mishnah have to mention these also? Hatana de reisha isha timo vaisha ishto. So hakamashmalan, it's teaching us to isha et bena dumya di isha et ba'ala. Interesting take. That the relationship between a woman to her son for nachala is similar to the relationship between a woman and her husband. What do we know about that? Ma isha et ba'ala ein habal yoresh tishto bakever. As we established earlier, a husband cannot inherit from his wife while she's in the grave, meaning if his wife dies and after she dies, her father dies, which means there's property that would come to her, it does not come to her and through her to him. He only inherits that which she had in her life. So this is not exactly parallel, but what it means is that let's say that a woman has a son, that's her only child, and he predeceases her, and he's got paternal brothers from his father has sons from another wife. So, and they would, of course, be nochel from him, as we established at the beginning. However, if he predeceases his mother and then she dies, it does not go to his paternal brothers. Okay? Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yochanan said the following halacha. Dvar Torah ha'av yoreshet b'nova isha yoreshet b'na. That's what he says. Mid oraita, a father will inherit from his son, and a mother will inherit from her son, which is not like our Mishnah. Shenemar matot, where did he get it from? From the word matot at the end of Bamidbar, where we compared makish mateha'im to mateha'av. And this was a limud that we used in order to say that when mother dies, property goes to her son ahead of the daughter, if there's a son that daughter doesn't inherit, against Rabbi Zacharia, because we compared mateha'im to mateha'av. So for those purposes we said, just like when father dies, if there's a son, daughter doesn't get. Similarly, if mother dies, son gets and daughter doesn't get. So we used it here differently. Mama te'av av yoreshet b'no. Just like in the case of a father dying, similarly, if a son dies, the father inherits. Af mate'aim isha yoreshet b'na. Same thing if a son dies, his mother will inherit from him. Now, Eitav Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. So Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. Then he turned to him and challenged him and saying, Ha'ishat b'na v'ishat ba'ala v'cheha'im, manchilin v'lo nochalin. Our Mishnah explicitly says that a mother can only bequeath to her son but not inherit from him. Exactly the opposite of what you said. So Amar Leh Mishnatenu Eini Yodea Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon said, I don't know who the author of our Mishnah is. I clearly disagree. I don't know who that is. V'leh Maleh Rabbi Zachari ben HaKatzav. Why doesn't he have a simple solution? Why doesn't he say it's Rabbi Zachari ben HaKatzav, who, remember, equated men and women in a certain context, particularly in the context of sons and daughters inheriting from their mother, right? And why was that? Delo darish matot, because he did not read the word matot in Bamidbar Lamed Vav as specifically saying that the mother's inheritance has the same contours as father's inheritance, and therefore he said father's inheritance, if there's a son, daughters don't get, but mother's inheritance, they get together. Same thing. Here, our Mishnah says does not equate the mother's inheritance to the father's inheritance. Therefore, just because the father inherits from his son doesn't mean the mother will inherit from her son. The answer is, Lomi tok mamat nitin kor b'zachar ben hakatzav. The reason he couldn't say that our Mishnah is b'zachar ben hakatzav, itani uvnei achot. Remember, at the beginning of the previous piece, we said, in the immediately preceding podcast, at the beginning of that piece, we said, when the Mishnah says b'nei achot, the nephews inherit, V'tana b'nei achot v'lo b'not achot. We said only nephews inherit, not nieces. V'yamrin and Rav Sheshet said, L'mahilchot Rav Sheshet l'kadem. In other words, to say that nephews come before nieces. If there's a nephew, niece doesn't get. V'yisal k'daitach man itin Rav Zachar min ha-katzav hi ha-amar echad ha-ben v'chad ha-bat shavim l'chsei ha-em. Think about this. If mother dies, according to Zechariah ben Hakatzav, then if there's sons and daughters, they divide it equally. The daughters are still in. So if mother's sister dies and it goes through mother to the children, according to Zechariah ben Hakatzav, all of her kids, boys and girls, should inherit equally. However, our Mishnah said, B'nei Achot, and our limud was, B'nei Achot v'lo B'not Achot. So our Mishnah really is kind of strange, because on the one hand, our Mishnah seems to accept the word matot to equate all inheritances that if there's a son, daughter doesn't get, against Rabbi Zechariah. On the other hand, our Tana does not seem to read the word matot, because he rejects the idea that just because a son dying inherits to his father doesn't mean that a son dying inherits to his mother. So mimanof shach, I darish matot ishana mitirashit penat, ilo darish matot ben dekodon labad, benichse eimenale. So our Tana is kind of in a strange position. If he accepts matot as equating father's inheritance to mother's inheritance, then a woman should also inherit from her son, just like a father inherits from her son. And if he doesn't darshan it, then how do we know that the son comes before the daughter in the mother's property, meaning as from the aunt? So the olam darish matot. The answer is our Tana certainly accepts matot. And therefore the only question is, why doesn't he accept the idea that a son will bequeath to his mother? The answer is Shani Hachi Damar Kra. Remember, our whole setting in Bamidbar Lamed Vav was the idea that a girl is inheriting from two different tribes, Mimatot, which is from her mother's tribe and from her father's tribe. Chobat Yoreshet Nachala, meaning Yoreshet Ve'ino Moreshet, meaning that a girl can only inherit from two tribes, she can't bequeath to two tribes. And now how would she bequeath to two tribes if her mother were to inherit when she died? And that means that if the girl dying does not bequeath up one generation to her mother, she can only bequeath up one generation to her father. The same rule will, of course, apply to the son because of matot. And anyways, it would imply only to a son, which is that he can only be bequeathed up one level to the father and not to the mother, even though the Tana does learn matot. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the second Mishnah in our next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.